Amen? And the Bible talks about a form of godliness. I like this because it's like a picture of a Christian without power.
Ooh, come on, somebody.
It's a picture of a Christian without the anointing. It's a picture with the people that look good, but there's nothing on the inside showing power. And that's why the Bible even says they were godly people. They had a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They believed in God, but they denied the power. Why did they deny the power? Well, they denied the power because they didn't live out the gospel. They didn't live out. They didn't really change. And they're not looking to change. They're looking not just to conform, but they're looking just to be the person that they want to be, not being concerned about what Jesus wants them to be. You see, the one thing God can't give us, He can't give us gratefulness. That has to come from inside you. So this is what I did real quick. I'm going to show you. I have a little lamp here. This is my reading lamp. And so I think you plugged it in here. So if I plug this in, right? I plugged it in right now, right? A lamp by itself, it's just a lamp, but it's useless, right? I think I have it here. So if I plug it in, it turns on. You see, a Christian is just a Christian. But when you live out God's precepts, you live out His word, you become a light to the world. Come on, somebody. And the power begins to come out. Come on, somebody. Somebody give the Lord a hand. You see, the power comes out of a Christian when you activate what God has given you. You see, there's power in serving God. There's power in being grateful. Now, this is my assignment to you. I want you to look up the word thankful in the Bible. Let's look up the word thanksgiving, thankfulness. You'll notice every time God's about to do something, He requires something from you. And that one thing that He requires is thankfulness. That will give you the power that you need to live out your life successfully. Now, I'm going to leave you some things real quick, and I want you to write these things down so you're taking notes. The power of thanksgiving will change you in so many ways. Number one, it'll change the way you look at things. It'll change your shift to a focus that you should be now believing God that He's going to do for your life. It will shift your focus. You see, focus is very important. Matter of fact, whatever you're focused on, you'll move towards. Whatever you're putting your mind to is what you'll move towards. Matter of fact, when you're focused on the right things, you'll appreciate what you have rather than what you don't have. You see, you'll focus on what's good, and the Bible talks about that. It talks about your focus. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, it says this, "For our light afflictions," this is the Apostle Paul. Remember who's speaking. This is the Apostle Paul in jail. He was starving. He was shipwrecked. He was whipped. He was afflicted for the gospel. And he goes, "For these light afflictions," that's what he says, "for these little tiny trials that I have, which is but for a moment, that is working for us a far more exceedingly eternal weight of glory."
Yeah.
Right? "While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Come on, somebody. And so he wasn't looking, these trials are nothing compared to what we're going to receive in heaven. Hello. When we receive, when we go before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when He asks us, "What have you done for me?" And you'll be able to say, "Jesus, I've given you my life." Hello, right? And so He showed, you know, you need to focus on heaven, not on earth so much. And Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, I love this too. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble." Now, it didn't say whatever things are bad and whatever things are ugly. It just says, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure. There you go. Whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, a good report. If there's any true virtue, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
Yes.
It says, focus on the good things of life instead of all the bad things. Amen. How many know we turn on the news and we just focus on all that, and then you wonder why you're going through so much depression in your life? Because you're focusing on all the bad things. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, what are you focusing on?
What are you focusing on?
You know what the power of thanksgiving does for us? It gives us a better quality of life. Did you know that? It gives us a great quality of life. Matter of fact, people that are more thankful have a satisfied life. Matter of fact, they're happy people. They're very happy. Matter of fact, Harvard, they did a study in their health department. They said that they have concluded that grateful people are happier people. It produces endorphins and dopamines that produce good emotional feelings. They feel good because they're grateful and they're focused on what's good. The Bible even talks about that. It talks about that in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Hello. Sometimes if your heart is sick, how many of you know that God has a way of turning that heart around and make some joy in that heart? If you focus on what's good in your life, you focus on the good things of life, you'll realize you'll have a lot more to be thankful for than to complain about. And a merry heart will heal your heart. When you decide to have joy instead of sorrow, it'll heal your heart. Heal people, heal people. And that's what happens over the years, that you begin to discover that the more grateful you are, the happier you will be, the more satisfied you will be. Then not only that, the power of thanksgiving helps you to declare your faith. It helps you to declare your faith. You know, there's spiritual power in thanksgiving. There's spiritual power in thanksgiving. You declare by thanking God, you declare that God is faithful and he will answer your prayer. You declare that he is faithful. When you thank him, you declare that he is faithful. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplications. Now, here it is. With thanksgiving. I'm going to stop right there. With thanksgiving. It's like a cheeseburger without cheese. It's like a hot dog without ketchup. Amen. It's like, you know, like Thanksgiving without turkey. All right, where's the turkey at? Right? It's like all these things without the main ingredient. You see, you want to ask me something, but God said, you know, you need to thank me first for what I've done already. You see, you come to me, keep asking me for things, but you haven't even thanked me for the things I already done for you. It says, if you're going to come to me, you need to thank me first. It comes with things. Is you going to pray? Pray with power. But the way you get that power is by thanking God. He says, let your requests be known to God with thanksgiving. And here's the power. Can I give you the power?
Yeah.
Can I give you the power?
Yeah.
Turn to your neighbor and tell him, I need some power. Come on. And says, this is the power. This is what the world is lacking. This is where the world doesn't have this because they're going crazy. They're getting drunk. They're getting high. They're doing their thing. They're going to the clubs. They're going to people they shouldn't go to. They're going to things they shouldn't go to. They're going to places they shouldn't go to. They're going to all these things to look for this one thing. Called peace.
Yes.
Peace. And the Bible says right here, because there's anxious people out there, they're dealing with anxiety every day. It says, be anxious for nothing. There it is. But everything prayers up with thanksgiving. That's your power. And it says right here, and the peace of God, that which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And the peace, what the world is lacking, God can give you. It is through thanksgiving, the power of thanksgiving. He can give you that peace that you need. Right now you're lacking peace. You think money's going to give you peace. You think people are going to give you peace. Those people will leave you empty. Those things will leave you empty. But Jesus will give you that fulfillment. But he shows you through thanksgiving. Through thanksgiving. You know what? Thanksgiving, the power of Thanksgiving will do, it will change you and the people around you. I went to the park to do a little study of Concord. And so when I was at the park there at Todos Santos Park, how many of you have ever been to Todos Santos Park?
Yes.
Right? I met a fellow congressman. I don't think he was a congressman, but he was a councilman. And I think he was also the former mayor of Concord. And I happened to bump into him. My wife and I were there, and he started giving me the history of it. So I have a picture of what I've seen. Go ahead and put it up. The picture. And he's the founder of Concord. You guys probably walk by, don't even read it. You're probably like, who's this guy? You walk right by, right? But one day I decided to read about who this guy was. And his name was Salvio Pacheco. And with his family, they founded Concord. Now, the councilmen begin to give me a little history story of Bob Conquer. He says about 151 years ago, because it started 151 years ago, this man, Salvio Pacheco, got blessed with over 17,000 acres of land by a Mexican land grant that he got blessed with. And at that time, there was a great earthquake that wreaked havoc in Concord. They said there was a flood and fire and all kinds of stuff happened. Well, Salvio decided, I wanted to help the people. And so the area was called Todos Santos, All Saints. And so he decided to do something there, but he was a very giving man. Matter of fact, what he did, because he was a businessman, he told everybody, if you start a business here around this area, I will sell you the property, the land, for a dollar. If you start a business. For $1, man, that guy was just a blessing to people. And he just sold it for $1. Now, matter of fact, this is what he did. If you don't want to start a business, you just want some land, because I'll sell you the land, I'll lend you the money, and I'll give you the seed so you can plant on your land. Then he says, I don't even want you to pay me back right away until you become prosperous. Then you can pay me back. What a giving man. And so this is what happened. Everybody was so grateful for this man that gave to everyone a piece of the land. And he gave them, he not only gave them land, but he provoked them to do better for themselves. He was a grateful man, thankful man. He always thanked people around him. But this is what happened. He wanted to name the town Todos Santos. So, matter of fact, if the people didn't interject, we right now, the city would be called Todos Santos. But the people objected to that. Reason why they objected to it, because they felt that something took place because of Salvio. Salvio was so generous and he gave to the people that they said, this place should be called Concord, a place of unity. Because everybody came together and were unified under one umbrella of thanksgiving. And they gave thanks, and because he gave thanks and he helped people, people around them change. How many know your community can change? When you get out of yourself and begin to give to people during this time, you'll not only change you in the process, you'll not only change your home in the process, but you can possibly change your community in the process. It'll change the people around you. You know that when you give thanks, it gets you closer to God. Right. Did you know that? You know, how many like to be around ungrateful people? Oh, God. Get away from me. Amen. Back away. How many here are married? Hallelujah. You know those days when you just back away? Beep, 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 beep. Let's start this day over again, you know? But you guys are not married, maybe. I don't know. Do any married people understand what I'm talking about? Yes. Yes. Only two here in the front. Oh, you got some in the back? Amen. You know how to beep, beep out of here? Because beep, 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 I'm out of here. Because sometimes we wake up with a bad attitude. Right? We wake up with a negative attitude. I get it. My wife was like, you're negative today. I go, because the house is not clean. And I start going off, right? Beep, 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 beep. I'm going shopping today, right? And we don't want to be around ungrateful people. And you know what? Guess what? God doesn't want to be around ungrateful people either.
That's right.
And that's why it says in Psalm 100, when Caleb quoted it earlier, it says, enter his gates with what? Thanksgiving. He didn't say enter his gates with sadness. Enter his gates with crying. He says enter his gates with thanksgiving. And his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. He says, if you're going to get into my presence, come with thanksgiving. And when you come with thanksgiving, you will realize he'll be there right at that moment, because he loves grateful people. God loves to encompass himself around grateful people, because those are the ones, because the grateful are the faithful. That's how it works. When you're grateful, you're faithful to God. That's how it works. When you're not grateful, you're not faithful. But when you're grateful, it's just a natural response to be faithful to God. And you know, the last thing is this. The power of thanksgiving won't allow you to quit. In the world of quitting today, we have a whole world of quitting people. People are quitting marriages, quitting families, quitting jobs, quitting everything. You know what? The power of thanksgiving doesn't allow you to quit. And you're wondering why I'm opening up a bottle of 7-Up. Oh, it doesn't blow up. Amen. Hallelujah. But when you feel like giving up, I'm encouraging you to drink a 7-Up. Amen. You're like, what was that about? Well, I'm going to give you seven ups. Amen. Right. Real quick. Of what not to do. Amen. Don't quit. Amen. Because Thanksgiving will give you the power not to quit. Right. Number one, you need to have a checkup. Check up. Check your focus. Where you're going. What you're doing. Who you're focusing on. Who you're hanging out with. Are you always watching the news every night? That's why you wake up depressed. You know, are you always listening to negative things? Check what you're focusing on. Number two, you need to get up. And the thing about getting up, getting out of your hole, getting out of your isolation. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse 1, a man who is isolated himself seeks his own desires. People that are self-centered people are alone people. They stay alone. They want to stay away from people. And then they realize that it's all about them. So you need to check up, check your focus, get up, get out of that hole. And the third thing is you need to stir it up. Amen. And that stir it up is stir up your faith. Begin to be people of faith because that's what brings fire in your life. When you step out in faith and you see God come through, stir it up. Giving in church should be something that you want to do. You don't come to church with an empty hand. You come to church with something to present. You say, God, you've been faithful to me. Let me give back what you have given to me. You stir up your faith by giving during the season. Stir up your faith by doing that. And you got to also lift up. Lift up people in prayer. A lot of times we pray for ourselves, but do you spend time praying for others? You'll realize that when you pray for others, you become less selfish. You begin, Lord, I pray for my friends that are struggling. I pray for my daughter. I pray for those that are hurting. I pray for those, you know, you're praying for people. That'll help you stop focusing on you and others. And you need to also, the fifth thing is you need to hold up. Hold up others to support, you know. Encourage somebody that's worse off than you. Sometimes we don't want to hold up anybody. We don't want to give nobody rides. We want to help nobody. But you got to stop thinking about yourself and hold up somebody else's arms. Help another brother. Help another sister. You see, the sixth thing is close up. And I love this close up because it helps us in our perspective. The Word of God will help us the way we think. The Bible says that put on the mind of Christ. We need to renew our minds daily. It's the Word of God that will help us in better perspective of what we think life is all about. I mean, life is good if you look at it in a different way.
Yes, it is.
And the last thing, I love this one, is shut up. Woo! Shut up. Amen. Can I say that in church? I know your parents taught your kids not telling, don't tell anybody to shut up. Well, if you're a parent here, tell the kids so you can tell people to be quiet. But shut up. We need to check up, get up, stir up, lift up, hold up, close up, and we need to tell people to shut up. That's right. You know why? In Romans chapter 10, verse 17. It says, so then faith comes by hearing, and the hearing by the word of God. You know, you're affected about what you hear.
That's right.
What you hear people say. What you hear affects in here. Ooh, hallelujah.
Right.
You awake this morning? What you hear affects in here. That's why the Bible says you get faith by hearing the word of God. So that works in negative ways.
That's right.
Because if you deflate your faith by hearing the negative things of life.
That's right.
And it'll affect it. So when people come around you and you know how many know complaining is draining?
Yeah.
Right? Complaining is draining. Draining your faith. Draining your hope. Blaming your future. Complaining is draining. You just need to give a holy shut up. Amen. Be quiet. I already got everybody else telling me negative things. I don't need you to tell me negative things.
That's right.
You see, you know, the reason why sometimes we go through so many things is because we don't know how to just stand still, know that He's God, take a stance. You know what? I'm not going to allow these things to come into my life. You see, drinking the 7-Up when you want to give up, it's important. Amen. Amen. There you go. 7-Up. Amen. I've given you your 7-Ups here today. But in closing, I want to leave you with this. The power of Thanksgiving will change you in so many ways. It will shift your focus. Amen. It'll give you a better quality of life. It'll help you declare your faith. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
It helps us change you, and it'll help people around you. It'll draw you closer to God. And lastly, it doesn't allow you to quit when it gets really hard. How many are grateful people? That's the power of Thanksgiving. That's